The other team is lined up for defense, and Brandon is waiting on the sideline, standing at attention. He's confident in a different kind of way. His feet are steady, and he doesn't even seem to be interested in the play about to happen on the field. It's as if this is all just a routine for him that he expects to fail, so he can get on with doing the real work. My gut starts to twitch with my heartbeat, and the dose of adrenaline surprises me. I'm rooting for Nico. Colton sets up on the ball, crouching with his head down, until Nico shouts something that sounds like blue. He says this a few more times, and Colton's head snaps up just as Sasha darts to the far right, almost out of bounds, and then it's beautiful. As if it's rehearsed, but there's no way. I know there isn't. My father knows there isn't. The other coaches doubt, I'm sure, and the team on defense is left trying to play catch-up. They fail. On the hard count, Nico switches the play, lining Sasha up against the other squad's weakest defender, sending him sprinting until he's almost 25 yards away. Nico gives him time, trusting Colton and his line, who hold the pocket as long as they can until Nico's feet take over, smooth and in charge. While he gains ground to the left, the defenders scramble to grab any piece of him their fingers can find. He slips out of every attempt. And just as Sasha hits the center of the field, Nico rockets the ball to him, hitting his hands while his feet are in full stride. His best friend's speed does the rest, and just like that, Nico's team is up by 6. Brandon no longer looks relaxed, his weight shifting from side to side. The cool and calm from before has now been jacked up to full-on anxious. He's so wired that he drops the ball when Sasha walks by and tosses it to him for his squad's turn to try to score. I laugh, but cover my mouth with my fist, hiding the sound and expression. Unlike Brandon's squad, Nico's is a man short. The rest of the defense, made up of the players that see less time, is at the other end of the field running drills. My dad notices and begins to pull his radio from his pocket to let the coach with them know he needs one more player, when Nico steps in and takes a position at the corner.
"What the hell do you think you're doing? I'll get someone to step in there. Go sit your ass down," my dad says, his typical tell-it-like-it-is tone he uses on the field.
Nico is unfazed by it, and just as my dad has the radio to his mouth, he sees his quarterback hopeful lineup ready to sprint. Brandon doesn't waste any time, and the ball is snapped before my dad can step in and stop the play. My eyes work to take it all in, my father reaching for his whistle around his neck, Brandon sliding away from the safety of his offensive line, Nico seeing opportunity, tracking the receiver, until the ball leaves Brandon's hands and somehow ends up in his own. He only makes it 10 yards before someone tackles him, but he makes his point, tossing the ball end over end to Brandon as he walks by. Nico doesn't say anything to provoke him. His actions have done enough. Within a blink, Brandon has Nico flat on his face, his fingers gripping the collar of his pads from behind, his arm pushing Nico's mask into the grass, digging it into the ground.
"You piece of shit!"
I hear him yell. My father's whistle blares, and coaches and players run into the mix, yanking Brandon away while Sasha rushes to Nico, his hand flat on his friend's heaving chest. His jaw's rigid, and he's chewing at the inside of his mouth. His eyes narrow, and his mouth is ready to shout, rip, and tear down the guy who just blindsided him because he was embarrassed about being shown up.
"Fucking pussy!"
Sasha yells, pulling on Brandon's jersey. My dad jerks Sasha's arm, spinning him until he can look at him straight in the eye. I tuck my knees in, wanting to be smaller, but I keep filming.